This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The Aurora police officer who first encountered Elijah McClain took the stand in his own defense this afternoon. Nathan Woodyard told the jury he believed he was in danger.
I heard Officer Rodima say he just grabbed your gun, dude.
What did you hear before that?
I heard Mr. McClain say I intend to take my power back.
What went through your mind?
I was expecting to get shot, and I thought I'd never see my wife again.
Woodyard said he would have approached McClain differently if he could go back in time. He faces charges of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Eastern Plains Republican Ken Buck will not run for election. Buck said Americans want Republicans to solve the big problems facing the nation, but that House Republicans have become bogged down with, quote, self-serving lies about the 2020 election.
It is impossible for the Republican Party to confront our problems and offer a course correction for the future while being obsessively fixated on retribution and vengeance for contrived injustices of the past.
Buck thanked his constituents for sending him to Congress five times. A King Soopers in southeast Colorado Springs will reopen tomorrow. The company closed the South Academy Boulevard location in June after workers discovered asbestos in the floor. A certified contractor and the state's health department assisted in the remodel and remediation. Store hours will return to normal after a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. You're listening to CPR News. More news at CPR.org, and Colorado Matters is ahead.